Nashville is so much more than just Music City, USA. So let's pull back the curtain and look behind the scenes at this amazing city. This is Live Nashville.
Ghosts. They walk through walls, they drag chains, they move objects. Makes for a nice story around the campfire, right? And that's exactly what they are. Stories. Or are they? On this episode of Live Nashville, we're going to address a conflict. Why is it that ghost stories have become such an integral part of our city and our culture? And why do some people want these stories to cease to exist? To answer these questions, we'll be taking a look at three locations in Nashville and the nearby area. The Bellwitch Cave, the Belmont Mansion, and the Ryman Auditorium. The first location that we'll stop at is the Bellwitch Cave. This is the oldest place on our list, and it's also the one which most embraces its paranormal history. In fact, the sole reason it's become so well-recognized is its history. It's become so ingrained in our culture, in our area, that the story of this place is actually being taught in schools. Here's how it went down. It all started in 1817 when an unfriendly spirit who identified itself as Kate Batts began tormenting John Bell and his daughter Betsy. Sources say that Batts' ghost started making noises like rapping on the side of the house, then moved to chain dragging and strangulation noises inside the house before finally making her appearance. Past that, she would hit them, pinch them, choke them, and verbally abuse them. It's even said that when Batts would slap Betsy, observers claimed to have heard the sound and seen the pink marks on her face afterwards. Batts claimed that she wanted two things: to kill John, and for Betsy not to marry Joshua Gardner, a man who lived nearby. And she seemed to have gotten her wish. Betsy broke off her engagement, and Batts claimed to have force-fed John the poison that he died from in 1820.